from Key Tango Mobile.
4650 Mobile.
They are stationary.
Good morning, Wyatt, and good morning, Tom. Top of the morning to you. And you're probably out working, Wyatt, so that's why you're mobile. I'm headed to Haywood Mall. I got to drop a computer off to have some repair work done. And then come back to the house and go ahead and pick it up, Wyatt.
That's the word. They called this morning and said, hey, it's not working. It's an alarm. Bought it up online, and it's like, that's unusual. I think, from remote diagnostics, but I'm not on site yet, might have blown a PA.
Where are you headed to, Wyatt, to repair? Roger. Well, good luck with that. What system is it? Omni or something like that?
That's the localizer. Left, right.
Interesting.
It says it's a whopping 36 degrees here. It's still showing a snowflake on my thing, and every now and again it says up maybe ice and all. So, and they're supposed to be out tomorrow to start re-roof my house, so hopefully the weather will cooperate tomorrow and not rain till Wednesday or till very, very, very late in the day tomorrow. So anyway, gotta have to take my computer over to the Apple store and let them do some warranty work. Had a couple of USB-C ports that decided they didn't like it working continuously. And the guy looked at it and said, yeah, it does have some problems on it. So it's under warranty, so we'll fix it. So they got the parts in, and that's where I'm headed. And over and back. So that's what happens when things happen. Go ahead, Wyatt.
Woke up this morning, it was in the teens, and I was like, I really don't want to have to go to work. But, you know, they called me 7:30 and said, hey, go to work. So anyway, I don't know if you're going to be able to hold out, if your roofers are going to be able to do anything or not, Rusty, because it is supposed to start raining, and I think when I looked at it, it says it's supposed to rain all the way through to the weekend. Looking at something like 6 to 8 inches of rain, but it'll be warmer, but no snow. Darn, KJ4 CTD. Over to you, Tom.
Well, I'm looking at WYFF4's weather forecast. Says air quality is unhealthy for sensitive groups. I can't picture that, but I think it changed somewhat because it says today's 18 to 47, tomorrow's 30 to 46, and then it starts raining 60%, and for the next 4 days it rains, but you never know. Only Mother Nature and the good Lord knows for sure. Go ahead, Rusty.
If it holds off, if it's going to rain, it holds off till after lunch tomorrow, because I have to go to Greer and do a property inspection. And when you got to stand outside with a camera and take pictures and everything, and then inspect the property and check their security systems and everything else for this type of property, it gets to be a pain sometimes. I've done one of these in the rain before. Did not appreciate it. Don't want to do another one in the rain. But, you know, that's what they pay me to do. So I will go do it and hopefully get done before it starts raining. Go ahead, Wyatt.
You know that air quality issue is the fact that the air is so dry. And, you know, your sinuses tend to have problems when the air is too dry.
I see that. It says 26% indoors, but it says, well, it's come up a lot. Why? It says 47%, so I guess that's that rain getting ready to sneak in here eventually. Not much wind at all. But here on my little weather station, it says 41 and 35 is what it feels like. But it's been horribly dry. And that's what the noise is down the hall, is the humidifier. It's on automatic, but it's running on high. The fan's number 3. So, you're right. It is really dry out there, and it does make it worse on sinuses than that. I can vouch for that. I've had a cold for 2 weeks. Well, today is my birthday, and about 26 minutes ago, our youngest daughter went into surgery for her hip, and that's down here about 3 hours worth, so we hope she's all right. And I just got a big, beautiful cake made out of, well, it's not really a cake. It's roses and mums and, oh, I don't know what all. It's beautiful, though. Go ahead, Rusty. This is NZRLTR.
I forgot that today was your birthday. You know, well, happy birthday there, young man. I can call you that because you're younger than I am. And Wyatt's the youngest of the three of us. So anyway, but good to hear that. And I hope everything goes right for her. I've kept her in my prayers, as you told me about that coming up. So hopefully everything will go good, and she'll be in and out and on her way home soon. So, you know, it depends upon how they're going to do it. It just depends upon. I know some people have been going to the hospital early in the morning, get their surgery done, they send them home the same day, or send them to therapy the same day. And the other, I know a couple others that spent a couple of days in there before they went to start releasing them. So anyway, hopefully everything works out there, Tom. Go ahead, Wyatt. W2T Mobile.
Hey, Tom, what are you, 65 now? And I hope your daughter's surgery comes out well. And, 54, CTD Mobile.
Well, Wyatt, that would be, I'm 67 and dyslexic. I sometimes get them numbers reversed, but you keep on paying that Social Security for me and Rusty out there. Kudos to you. Go ahead, Rusty.
He and I are the same age for about 3 months there, and then I'll be another, and then I'll be a year older than him in April. So, you know, it's one of these things you always hope you reach, and then you want to get beyond it, Wyatt. And you know, and hopefully you don't have to work outside when you get where you're going, because it's still at 38. My thermometer on the car says now it's up to 38. It's still cold out there, my friend. Go ahead, Wyatt.
I was reporting 42, but thankfully, you know, the transmitter's inside a supposedly heated building, but we have been having brownouts over there, so I don't know if that's what's caused issues or not. We'll have to see.
Well, Wyatt, explain to us dummies what's the difference in a localizer and the Omni. I always hear them talking about the localizer, but in all honesty, I really don't know much about that.
It is Omni.
They always used back in the old days. It's omnidirectional, and there's always a site out there that looks like a cone and a circle of antennas around it.
Omni VOR. And there's a VOR that's... The easiest way to think of a VOR is a really smart non-directional beacon. It uses AM and FM and some other stuff to give you a direction to it. And then the localizer just gives you a left-right indication. And it, on the localizer, it's strictly done by modulation of the AM signal. And then a glide slave gives you the up-down, and it's basically a localizer with a different antenna flipped on its side.
Well, I knew, you know, when you intersected the radial to the Omni and about stuff like that a little bit. And in the service, we use TACAM, which is, I think, a lot the same as that, probably just different frequencies. But thank you, sir. I wasn't sure how that worked, but had a rough idea. Oh, I still hear them calling RNAV down there at the main airport, but I thought you said they don't use RNAV no more.
And just for clarification, that is an overly simplified explanation of what those are. Don't want to talk over anybody's head there. Yeah, they still have RNAV approaches, and the TACAMs are related to the VORs. And you have the VORs. Hey, you got a lot of different varieties of VORs.
Yeah, and the DME and all that. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I'll probably ask you the same thing in the next day or two at my age. Go ahead, Rusty.
What stuff you were talking about was over my head. My sister would probably understand it wonderfully because having been an air traffic controller for 11 years and for the Navy and all that, and then she was an aircraft hull tech, so she worked on the, she learned about getting the planes back on the ground, and then she went to working on the skins of the planes so they'd stay in the air when they're supposed to. But, like I said, that's all above my head and above my pay grade anyway, so I didn't worry about it. I was in computers in the service, and that's what I learned. So, and I'm sure somewhere in all of that there's computers involved, and eventually it all works out, or maybe it doesn't, like it is this morning. That's why they called you, Wyatt. Go ahead.
I was having this discussion the other day with somebody that, you know, all about Y2K. And I was trying to explain to somebody, you know, they called me in, told me I had to babysit an ILS. And at the time, the equipment, it didn't even know what a clock was. The only clock in there was the oscillator clock. But it had no concept of what year it was operating in. And almost all of it, nowadays there are clocks, but they're still not, that's simply for the logging aspect for maintenance to know when something happened. But the equipment itself, no. Because really all they are is they're glorified, specialized AM transmitters.
Did they still use AM on most everything. But it does a good job. Rusty, I think your sister ought to come out of retirement and go back to work for Boeing, considering all the troubles they had lately. And that's sad. And I got a phone call, guys. This is NZERO-TR.
I would love to be able to work, not go to work such as that, but because at her age, she's only 4 years younger than me, and she had her birthday on her birthday is coming up on the 29th of this month, and then for a short time we'll only be 3 years difference in age, and then when I reach my birthday in April we'll be back to 4 years difference in age. So anyway, and there's a fellow out here getting some good trading stamps from this blue light special guy out here with the Smokey the Bear hat and the gun on his side. So, and right here at the 290 I-85 interchange. Go ahead, Wyatt.
About the repeater, hang on. See if that's any better. It's amazing that things still work the way they do, and they work perfectly fine. And, you know, like I said, everything in the navigational spectrum, it all works on modulation differences. So we throw out two tones, and then we compare the modulation between the two of them, and that tells you where you are. It's actually kind of cool. But we had a over-the-air monitor go out the other day, and I called the manufacturer, and they're like, yeah, we don't make those anymore. We don't actually know anybody. We have one company that makes them. And the over-the-air monitor, really, that's an FCC requirement, not an FAA requirement.
I'm back in 0GR. Well, that was the Drew Scott Insurance Agency wishing me happy birthday, and they ought to for the amount they charge for Allstate insurance. That's all it was, so I just let it go to voicemail.
All right, what do you do in a case when you got a company like that that doesn't make the parts anymore or doesn't make the equipment anymore, and they don't, and essentially that what you're saying is they don't support it. So what's your next step in doing fixing something like that?
In a case, the problem that is, that the issue is, they used a Bendix King radio as their receiver to run everything else on the monitor. Well, Bendix King doesn't exist anymore. I think Collins owns them, or Collins may actually be owned by somebody else these days. So I basically have two choices. I can either find somebody who makes this particular, a replacement for this particular monitor, or technically speaking, I can just, you know, because it's strictly for the FCC requirements, you know, just go find me a RTL SDR and monitor the right stuff from it. And as long as I provide an alarm and a way to reset the alarm, theoretically that meets the requirements.
Got another phone call from the daughter up in Michigan. Gotta go, guys. N0TR. Nice talking to you both this morning.
Catch you later. Say hello to your daughter from up there, Tom. Talk to you later. Well, Wyatt, in a case like that, I guess, yes, you're actually having to do with, you're having to deal with both the FFA, FAA, is it? Yeah, whatever it is, the airplane people, the flying people, and also the communications people. So you've got to have, you got to make both sides happy, right?
Alarm indication is the, well, actually, technically speaking, it's only the FCC, because I looked excessively at it. The only thing that I'm required to monitor is the transmitter working? If it has a keyer, is the keyer working correctly? And that's it. Everything else is an alarm condition.
Well, it kind of simplifies your task a little bit, and that just means you don't have to go find some kind of replacement equipment and install that and have these people fussing at you because it's going to cost them more to get it fixed.
I could probably whip up a monitor fairly straightforward, and it does ease a little bit of my issue because the monitor that went out is also a transceiver monitor to interrogate the equipment, but since all I have to do is monitor the RF side of things, I don't actually have to transmit, so I don't have to be type certified.
Okay. Only worry about the receive side, because you're not actually sending something out to tell somebody something. Well, that's, you know, that makes things a little bit easier, I guess, and all. Coming down 85 over here, headed to Haywood Mall, of all places, on a Monday. And, of course, out here on 85, it's not as bad as I thought it would be, considering it's, you know, the time of day, I guess, I'm ahead of or behind everybody. W2T Mobile, go ahead, Wyatt.
Hey, then I'm going to sign with you, Rusty, because I just drove through the gate and need to switch bands. KJ4CTT, and I'll be clear on your final. 73.
All right. Well, we'll catch you next time you're on the air. And you hear me holler. W2T Mobile.